The eighth chapter of the Revelation. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Often, the Lord acts in an unexpected way. At least, to our limited understanding, God's ways are unexpected. Silence is not what we might expect when Christ broke the last seal on the scroll. And yet, the prophet Zephaniah wrote in Zephaniah 1:7, "Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. For the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests." And Habakkuk 2:20 says, "But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." And in Zechariah 2:13, "Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation." Let's just say that the period of time John experienced was literally around 30 minutes. Keep in mind that the apostle had no countdown clock, no way to determine how long the silence in heaven persisted. Imagine a device of enormous explosive capability has been activated, but there is only silence. There is no alternative but to wait and prepare. Revelation 8:2 tells us, "And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them." John introduced the seven angels as seven spirits when he began the book. The prophet Isaiah, in the 11th chapter of the book bearing his name, revealed the nature of the spirits. Now, the spirits have taken the form of messengers. Each receives a trumpet. The time of silence is growing short. The preparation continues. Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer, and much incense was given to him, so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. This preparation is performed by the high priest. We now have the perfect high priest of the order of Melchizedek. This is Jesus Christ. The scene is literally inside the veil, the Holy of Holies. The altar at which he stands is the same place John observed earlier in chapter 6, where the souls of the martyrs are found. The incense, earlier noted, is contained in golden bowls. These are the prayers of the saints. Part of the preparation is the incense is added to the prayers of the saints. This is why we are instructed to pray without ceasing. Our prayers continue to accumulate and multiply right up to the end. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints went up before God out of the angel's hand. From Benson, "A testimony of God's gracious acceptance both of the intercession of the great high priest and of the prayers of his believing people, proceeding from devout hearts, and consequently of the continuance of his protection and blessing to his faithful worshipers. The silence is about to be broken. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and threw it to the earth. And there followed peals of thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. Look no farther for the ultimate expression of the power of prayer. And this is only the prelude to the judgment of God upon the earth, declared with the prayers of the saints. Where we are was foretold by the Savior in Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 28. It was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. Continuing in verse 6. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them. The seven angels complete the last of the preparation steps. The preparation is over. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. We've read of this kind of judgment before in Exodus 9, beginning in verse 23. Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire rained down to the earth. And the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire flashing continually. In the midst of the hail, very severe, such as had not been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck all that was in the field through all the land of Egypt, both man and beast. The hail also struck every plant of the field and shattered every tree of the field. This time, the scale of the Lord's judgment is much greater, extending to a third of the earth. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Again, we saw a limited version of this in Egypt, written in Exodus 7, verses 20 and 21. So Moses and Aaron did even as the Lord had commanded, and he lifted up the staff and struck the water that was in the Nile, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the water that was in the Nile was turned to blood. The fish that were in the Nile died, and the Nile became foul, so that the Egyptians could not drink water from the Nile. and the blood was through all the land of Egypt. With each trumpet, the scope of the judgment expands. With the second trumpet, the sea, its life, and the man-made vessels are the targets. The effect is the destruction of a third of the seas. Continuing in verse 10, the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood. And many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. With each trumpet, the size of the object grows. By the third judgment, John witnesses a great star, its target a third of the drinking water. The result, bitter waters, causing the deaths of many. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. When the fourth trumpet is sounded, judgment is turned on the heavens themselves. The Lord of Heaven's armies takes away a full third of the creation he spoke into existence on the fourth day. Revelation 8:13. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe! Woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." John again looks, but instead hears the voice of the fourth living creature from chapter 4, verse 7. The last three trumpets are preceded by three pronouncements of woe. These are to be the holy judgments of God. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.